By 1970, the co-founder of the party, Bobby Seale, sent out a mandate to all of the chapters saying that all chapters had to have not only a free breakfast for children program, but they also had to have health clinics.
As a revolutionary group, the Black Panthers saw health issues as an opportunity to mobilize poor communities.
Part of what the Panthers' work is about is 40 years ago identifying what we now know as racial health disparities. So their engagement and intervention into sickle cell anemia, which is a genetic disease that disproportionately affects people of African descent, was that they raised the issue that genetic diseases that affect white ethnic communities were receiving a lot more money and attention from the National Institutes of Health and more public support vis-a-vis philanthropies and these sorts of things.
But who were these activists who brought medical care to inner-city underserved communities?
A woman named Norma Armour, who is a health care activist now in Los Angeles. She started out in the South Central chapter, and she helped to start the Alprentice Bunchy Carter People's Free Medical Clinic. So Norma worked in the clinic. She did a lot of management of patient files, basic immunizations, blood pressure, hypertension screenings. People brought sick children or sick family members to the clinic. The Panthers helped these people to be referred to doctors who they knew, who would then see that these people got the care that they needed, even if they didn't have money to pay for it.
Community-based healthcare would have significant advantages because
neighborhood clinics are definitely more effective in the sense that they can meet people where they are. People can talk about the healthcare needs that come up in their day-to-day life. It matters if you live in a place that's highly polluted, that you can go to a healthcare facility that understands the constraints about whether or not you can do exercise in your community on days like today when the temperatures are very high. It's also because they're in the neighborhood, people feel more comfortable going there.
The community clinics, says Ms. Nelson, were and still are needed for the same social reasons.
Part of the issue with healthcare access in the 60s and 70s was about, like today, access. Do you have Medicare, Medicaid insurance? Can you afford to go and see a doctor? But the Panthers were also interested in how people were treated, right? So they talked about doctors being disrespectful or being dismissive of poor patients or patients of color.
And so now that the Supreme Court has given a green light to healthcare reform,
the Affordable Care Act has expanded Medicaid, but it leaves this expansion up to the states. And so we've already seen in places like Louisiana that Republican politicians are willing to prioritize politics over healthcare for their constituencies. It's also an uneven victory in the sense that the Affordable Care Act precludes the inclusion of undocumented immigrants. There's a lot of health inequality that remains after the green lighting of the Affordable Care Act.
For the WBAI Sunday News, this is Fred Nguyen.